What for?
I'm trying to think.
Oh no, here they come. Chick and Hot Stuff and Riff, the members of the Deadbeat Club. It's dead in the spooky sense, though. Not in the not paying your taxes or child support sense.
So, like, a zombie drum circle?
Yes.
Cool.
That was hilarious. What compared to the jokes that you usually make.
Would a zombie drum circle be better or worse than a hippie drum circle?
Hippie drum circles are fun. You ever been in a drum circle?
No.
It's fucking fun. It is an exhilarating, primal, satisfying experience. And y'all can go fuck yourselves. Just saying. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that the listening audience doesn't get to watch us looking at each other knowingly. Yeah, it just doesn't work so well on radio. Yeah, here we are. You know what I meant to do is actually turn off this light and this fan.
Oh, does that still have an impact?
Yeah, I don't know if it does or not. The light just makes me less comfortable. You know, I like to pretend that this is the makeout room in my cool friend's basement.
That does explain why you replaced all the aren't home. Desks with beanbag chairs.
That, I wish there was something like a beanbag chair that wasn't a beanbag chair. I guess there probably are things like that, and now people are going to tell me about them. But
they're called snuggle sacks.
Snuggle sacks. I'm not ever going to buy anything called a snuggle sack.
Okay.
I might tell someone to lick my snuggle sack.
I'm trying to run down the battery on my iPhone so I can try my new battery.
Oh, yeah?
My new external battery.
You could just play Field Runners.
That's true, I could. I'm just running a GPS program right now.
Oh, yeah?
You
could download that heater app that just does a lot of math and warms the CPU up so you can use it as
really
a hand warmer.
Is there really a heater app?
No, see, that's how gullible iPhone users are.
Well, seriously. they have the massager app, which is kind of ridiculous. Hmm. That would probably run down your
yeah, it's a good way to destroy your battery, I bet.
I wouldn't say destroy, but
well,
run it down.
In the sense of, you know.
Yeah, drain. Run it down real fast.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that you would also potentially do damage to your...
To your clitoris.
Okay. Also, potentially do damage to whatever it is that actuates the vibrator in the phone.
I see.
Right? I mean, because it's not designed to vibrate constantly for hours.
Well, but, I mean, I have to imagine that in some sort of stress test at some point in the design cycle of the iPhone, they let it run for days and days and days to make sure that it wasn't just going to, you know, because eventually your phone vibrates for hours, right?
Apple got like 4 lawsuits this past week that were nearly identical that were for like cracks in the case, like a class action lawsuit for cracks in the case. Like around the switches and stuff like that, they're like talking about it being like substandard materials, and then like the class action lawsuit about the 3G speeds, which independent labs have shown is like almost definitely the network. It's almost definitely AT&T's fault in that iPhones.
Do you suppose if an Asian user group mounted a lawsuit that was particularly rude, that they would describe it as a crass action lawsuit?
Wow.
I was waiting for you to go for some sort of lewd, but that doesn't make any sense.
Lewd? Well, like a quaalude?
Well, because you said rude, and I was expecting you to go the opposite direction. But
no. No, I went the same direction, just... from a different height. So yeah, another pitcher of kick-ass margaritas.
Yes,
it's becoming a tradition.
Yes,
So we are having Tuesday night meetings at the brewery and Thursday night pre-show warm-ups at the at the Mexican restaurant.
That's a good spacing.
I am going to develop a tolerance for that spicy ass food.
Yeah, good luck. We're getting varieties too, because we get the Thai spicy Thai hummus.
Yeah,
and then
at the brewery has spicy Thai hummus and rad roach meat.
And then the Mexican restaurant just has some sort of spicy salsa.
Yeah. They put on everything.
Yeah, you keep ordering everything in the red sauce. Which
yeah, but
is the
everything
spicy sauce.
Has the red sauce. Like it is all right. So the menu has the little hot peppers next to things that are spicy, and there are like 2 or 3 things out of 50 or 60 on the menu that don't have that pepper next to it.
You think some sort of efficiency expert would have been like, I have an idea.
Just put an ice cube next to five of these, and you'll waste a lot less ink. Did you see that printer that... there was a printer that you fill this hopper with used coffee grounds, and then you swing the printhead back and forth by hand, and it prints stuff for you.
Okay.
Why would... Using the coffee grounds. Because it's you know, environmentally friendly.
I see. Does it use any power at all?
Well, it must, right? Like, because it's got to get a signal. It has to get a signal from the computer and store it somehow to know what to print.
What?
So, I mean, it could be getting power from the USB. Well, I don't know, because they don't have to power a motor.
Huh.
Which you could power. I feel like you could power.
They should power.
You could power
a
really simple inkjet printer via USB.
Yeah.
Is a computer... I don't know enough about electricity to actually know the answer to this question. Is a computer with 10 USB devices plugged into it and drawing power using more power than a computer with no USB devices plugged into it?
I think it just has 5 volts, and I don't think you can... I don't think...
And if you're not using them, they're just being dissipated as heat, or... I mean, that seems to not make any sense.
No, it's just like batteries. They don't necessarily have to be drawing all 5 volts at the same time. It has 5 volts available. And if you try to use more than 5 volts, it won't work. You'll actually have some devices fail. It might be 5 volts per...
But I mean,
USB port.
That's the thing. Like, high school physics and college physics failed me entirely in terms of, like, conceptualizing the way fucking electricity works, right? Like, I feel like if a computer... When a transformer is plugged in and turned on...
Yeah.
It is easy for me to imagine a set of circumstances where... No matter what is being done on the other side of the transformer, it is always drawing the same amount of power out of the grid.
There are a lot of transformers. There are a lot of, like, you know, things that you plug into the wall to charge stuff that are continuously drawing power, which is actually something, like, in terms of conserving power, you should really unplug.
Yeah, they're vampires, man. That's what the state of California calls them. They're vampires that cause cancer.
You should really unplug all of your, like, little USB charging devices from the wall or whatever.
It would suck to be the state of California, because every fucking thing that you looked at, you would just know that it caused cancer.
Anyway, but that they don't have to do that, and not everything always draws as much power as it possibly can. I mean, there's a lot of intelligent circuitry in a lot of devices these days.
Like Skynet?
Yes, like Skynet.
Hey, did you hear that whole that very important, very exciting story about how Christian Bale got mad at somebody this one time?
Yeah.
This changes everything.
Doesn't anybody really care?
It doesn't change the fact that Batman lost his anal virginity to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What?
What?
There's a gay sex scene in a movie that Christian Bale did with Ewan McGregor, being the top, and word from the various Hollywood people I know says that these are two guys who are very involved in their method acting, and therefore, whenever you want a little giggle, you can just consider the fact that Batman lost his anal virginity to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, the guy from Trainspotting totally fucked the guy from Equilibrium. Equilibrium was pretty good.
I don't remember it.
Did you see it? You saw it and don't remember it?
I don't remember if I saw it.
They had the Gun Kata, which is much better than Jim Kata. Did you ever see Jim Kata?
No.
It was this terrible martial arts movie from the 80s about this guy who was a gymnast who developed his own style of martial arts and then entered this tournament on some island where all of these different martial artists have to basically run this obstacle course with a bunch of ninjas trying to kill them.
Okay.
And if the ninjas kill you, you lose.
I think that goes
without saying. Those are some weird rules.
Yeah, I know. Um, Yeah. Anything exciting happened since the last time we were on the radio? People said that there were a few comments to Radio Bugbear saying that we should have a pitcher of kick-ass margaritas before every show because last week was awesome. Surprisingly enough, I don't remember a goddamn thing about last week's radio show.
We had a show last week?
So, me and Scully busted our asses all day getting the next underwater zone ready to roll out, and kind of failed at the last minute because I decided to eat dinner before the show instead of finishing everything up.
I was trying to work on it, but then rollover happened, and the servers just stopped moving.
It's interesting that we chose the time for rollover so that we would be around when it happened, and now we just curse it every time we're trying to work when it happens.
But it's going
to
happen. You know, it is a good idea to have rollover when we're potentially going to be around.
Right. It's a good idea to not have to regularly get up. Although, when's the last time we had to be around for rollover? I feel like it happens once every 3 or 4 months now, as opposed to once every couple of weeks.
It depends.
Which it did before.
You roll stuff out during rollover regularly. I would say Sunday was the last time you had to be around for rollover.
Really? What happened Sunday?
Didn't you roll out something on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Item of the month?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That doesn't count.
I mean, it kind of does.
Okay,
we could also develop some sort of script where you say, okay, this is going to roll out at rollover, and you...
We did. That was one of the first things Xenophobe did.
Did what?
We can set up stuff to happen at rollover.
I don't feel like you've ever done that.
Yeah, I just don't trust it.
Okay.
Well,
so it doesn't count. If you don't trust it, then it doesn't work.
He tested it, and it worked.
Okay.
The thing is, I want to be around to pay attention to shit after, you know, CD Moyer will probably be upset that I'm telling the community at large about this, but really it's a rite of passage. CD Moyer, yesterday, introduced his first infinite meat bug into the game.
That's true.
And it was discovered by, do you suppose I should say who discovered it?
I don't know.
Is that a good thing? Is it recognition or is it attention?
Well, did you give them a?
I did. It was Lord Hades 15 who discovered it. It was Selden paying attention to the bug triage in dev that sent me a text message at 7 something this morning.
Oh, good.
See
that. So see, those are situations.
These are situations where the, so we have never actually talked publicly about the way that bugs are being tracked.
That's
now.
That's
because we haven't finalized it yet. We still have not finalized it.
We're still not 100% happy with it as part of the problem.
Yeah. Anyway, the way things stand now, when a bug report is submitted, it gets filtered through the dev team at the same time as everybody. So basically, if a bug report comes in at 3 a.m, somebody is probably on and in dev. And if it's a serious bug, basically, there are enough people in dev who know how to get a hold of me in the real world that there is almost always someone there
who
can just call me if the shit has really hit the fan. Which is what happened. I was actually already awake this morning when it happened because I had to get up for a dentist appointment today.
All right.
I know. I was in between alarms. When I have to get up now, I set an alarm for an hour before I have to leave the house and a half hour before I have to leave the house so that... This is great,
yeah.
Right? For 30 minutes every 9 minutes, so three times, 9, 18, and 27, I'm hitting snooze once. Then I have to start hitting snooze twice as frequently, and then I'm basically awake.
Wow.
Because I'm snoozing both alarms in sequence, you know, like they're sort of staggered.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's pretty clever. I'm sure my wife really enjoys it, too.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like...
I honestly, it's loud if you're near it, but I don't really think it's that big of a deal. Her phone is fucking ear-splitting, and it just plays whatever that, like, I think it's some passage from some Bach song that's got, like, it's this minor key pedal note kind of progression that is adapted to, like, a Castlevania song.
Huh.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it goes on from there. It's just the kind of thing you would imagine being played on a pipe organ. Anyway, her phone, this fucking ear-splitting thing that only ever goes off when she's out of the room and I'm busy. So I'm just all, God damn it. I'm going to throw that phone in the fucking swimming pool. My balcony. Got a balcony right off my bedroom that I can see the swimming pool and throw shit in it.
It's true.
I should do it. I should now throw that goddamn BlackBerry right into the swimming pool. Yeah. Nah. And then I should fire my pool guy. What the fuck, man? There was a phone in the pool!
Clearly not doing his job.
Yeah, I know.
He's too busy playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, he's too busy playing World of Warcraft. Yeah, my pool guy plays World of Warcraft.
Oh, really?
At least he did a couple of years ago. He said that mostly what he does is let his son play Battlegrounds on his account.
Huh.
And he was like a level 20.
It's like a level 19.
Yeah, I don't know.
Twink or something.
I cannot imagine the level of sophistication required to maintain a level 19 twink in the hands of, like, a little kid.
Right.
He brought his kid once when he was fixing my pool, and the kid was...
The kid drowned.
No, next to my pool, there is this little thing that is, like, a brick enclosure filled with sand that is maybe 3 feet by 5 feet, and the kid was, like, just flopping around making snow angels in it when I am certain... that it is just completely full of cat shit. It is like a big sandbox exposed to the neighborhood.
Oh. Well, it's also filled with scorpions.
Kids just playing in the sand, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I don't think this kid's really rocking the, like, you know, high-tension level 19 twink.
When I was a kid, I don't know that I really thought about cat shit all the time. Like, oh, man, I can't do this potentially dirty activity because of cats.
Okay, sure. And you know, maybe we're better off. Maybe that kid will never get asthma.
Or toxoplasmosis.
Doesn't everybody have toxoplasmosis?
There are more people who are carriers of it than people who suffer, like, the serious deleterious effects or whatever.
Well, because, like, yeah, you don't really get it. Your immune system has to be pretty compromised for you to actually... get it, right? Like, and be affected by it in the way that it makes women into whores and men into
stuntmen.
Well,
that's what I don't know. Well, because it makes women more talkative and men more aggressive.
Right.
Whores and stuntmen?
Yeah.
Those are your shorthand for...
Well, no, it makes both men and women more likely to have sex with cats, right? Like, that's the whole strategy that the virus employs.
I thought it was made them... more likely to get eaten by cats.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay, so who gets eaten by tigers? Whores and stuntmen. See? what were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Pool guy, phone...
getting up in the morning.
Bug triage.
I watched Passion in the Desert, which is kind of about a guy turning into a leopard.
Passion in the Desert?
Yeah.
So it's like Michael Jackson.
No.
No, wait, that was a puma. Priscilla, Queen of the Jews.
Yeah.
Like Passion of the Christ.
No, it was based
to
on
Wong
a...
Fu, thanks for everything.
F. Scott Fitzgerald story? I could be wrong about that. Yeah, I'm probably wrong about that. It's probably not F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's somebody else.
Or F. Scott's Fitzgerald, if you listen to that dumb bitch that was doing the on-the-field reporting from the Super Bowl on NBC.
Wow, really?
F. Scott's Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Weird.
What was... I forget what the quote was from F. Scott Fitzgerald.
The quote?
There is
only wrote one thing ever.
No, I'm not saying there was not a capital T at the beginning of that. There's a quote from something about
a green light.
Americans compared to other people, and something about a second act. In American life, there are no second acts.
It was Baudelaire, I think. Yeah, totally, totally not.
She said F. Scott's Fitzgerald.
No, I'm thinking about the movie still. Anyway. It wasn't Baudelaire either. It was some French author whose name
Beaujolais.
Was Beaujolais.
We will sell no wine before it's time. Hot stuff.
Balzac. There you
Honoré
go.
De Balzac?
Yes. It was Honoré de Balzac.
There was some joke that Doc Galactic had told me about.
It's terrible.
Where it was the basic thrust of it was, have you read Balzac? And then, like, you know, maybe you should get some cream for that.
Wow, that... That joke is...
limited.
Yeah.
Limited in its application.
I think in the... Was it The Music Man? They talk about Balzac. Because there's like a whole librarian thing, and they're all upset about the the raciness of this, you know, French.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea that he wrote short stories.
It was...
I thought he was just a poet. In any case...
I don't remember.
Leopard Desert. I don't remember. I don't remember now what that had to do with tigers and horrors and stuff. But whatever. Stuntman.
I had a dream where Riff emptied out his office. I may have talked about that on the radio before, though. I had a dream last night where me and a buddy of mine from grade school were driving from my grandma's house to somewhere, and Barack Obama needed a ride. So Barack Obama was in the back of the car. We made him sit there because he's black. We were driving him, and I was like, all right, I am going to determine now whether or not I actually respect Barack Obama. So I turned to him, and I said, Mr. Obama, did you actually quit smoking when you said you did? And he was like, yeah, no. No, I didn't. I'm like, right on! Fight the power. I have a dream that one day everyone can smoke, and people won't be all like, fuck you, smoker.
There was a Science Friday... Dream. Show about third hand smoke.
Third hand?
Yeah.
Is that like that girl I almost killed at the mystery hunt?
No. It's the, there is a residue, let's say, so you know, you smoke. Any enclosed space in which you smoke, the particles from the cigarette smoke or whatever will settle, and then it will be on carpets and furniture and surfaces and stuff like that for potentially months afterwards, and there are studies that show that those chemicals show up in the blood and like urine samples of children, for example, that live in situations where that is commonplace. So it's unclear whether that's, you know, bad for them, but it's at least potentially bad.
I mean, oxygen eventually destroys all the cells in your body, right?
Well, free radicals, maybe. Is that what you're thinking?
But I mean, you know, oxygen is a powerful corrosive agent.
Are you talking about like oxidizing?
Yeah, I'm just saying the breathing air will eventually kill you, right?
Not necessarily. I have this theory that like in 100 years, that what at least wealthy people will probably do is, when a child is born, they will take, or before a child is born, they will take embryonic stem cells, and they'll like put them on cold storage, and then any.
But you can already do that now. There are services
later in
that,
life.
Yeah, there are services that you can have umbilical cord blood stored.
Huh. Because I feel okay. Like I feel like that will become commonplace. So then they will just like. Your arm gets, you know, damaged in some sort of accident. They will just grow you a new arm.
Did you read about the AIDS treatment that got approval for that is going into human testing week?
No,
that's
all right.
Crazy.
So there is a mutation that makes certain people very, very resistant to AIDS.
Right,
and they are performing human trials on a process
fresh
now
therapy.
Where they take some of your blood, they splice in the genes that make it resistant. They grow more of it and inject it back into you such that most of the volume of your blood is resistant to the virus, and most of your blood being resistant to it causes your T-cell count to remain high enough to fight it off.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Did you ever read the San Francisco trilogy, the William Gibson's Virtual Light, Idoru, and All Tomorrow's Parties?
No.
The theory there, like his explanation of how the AIDS epidemic got sort of solved, and I'm paraphrasing, somebody who's read it more recently than I have will probably correct me, but there's basically a guy who went to prison and got fucked by lots and lots and lots of dudes and got like a billion different strains of AIDS, and turned out that he actually had the one set of genes that made him resistant to every extant strain of AIDS.
Uh-huh.
And so they just cloned his blood and started vaccinating everyone with it. And so nobody could get AIDS because they all had his blood in them. And they was, I think it was in the sort of passage where it was pointing out the irony of like the sort of, you know, fundamentalist Christians that were filled with this like crazy gay dude's blood.
Right.
And how they would not be excited about that. If they
is there an irony with vegetarians being filled with cow blood or whatever. You know, I mean, not that. Well, vaccinations comes from, you know, vaca, meaning cow, because it was all.
Really?
Yeah, because small. Like, there's this thing. There's a sort of like. Milkmaids had very clear skin, right? Because they would spend a lot of time around cows who were immune to smallpox, and they actually got resistance to smallpox by milking cows. That is where vaccination comes from.
I did not know.
That's how vaccination came about. Right. So it's not, I mean, I'm not saying that all vaccinations now are derived from cow blood, but like that's sort of the lineage of it, right? So yeah.
I would like some milk from the milkman's wife's tits. I should play that song during the break.
Cue it up now.
That's a good idea.
Crazy!
You should read a question while I cue that song up.
Ninty asks, if you could be any familiar, what would you be? That's a good question. I don't know. An unfamiliar?
I'd have to look at the list of familiars. Temporal Rift.
You think?
Yeah. Temporal Rift.
I think I might just be a black cat just to be that obnoxious.
That would be the most interesting.
Although, you know, volleyball, you'd see a lot of utility.
But you just get to smile at everything.
It's cool. Smiling's good.
My wife sent me a message excited about the prospect of me throwing her phone into the pool because that means that she'd be able to get an iPhone. I'm sorry, you've spent too much time making fun of us for having iPhones to get an iPhone.
There's talk of a significant upgrade to the iPhone software and hardware in June.
Yeah.
So it's
and I am okay with skipping a generation.
Say what?
I said naturally they're going to upgrade the hardware. Well, I just bought one.
You didn't just buy one. I mean,
well,
a month
recently.
Ago.
I bought one, and then how long was it before the 3G came out? 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, I think so. I think you bought it near the end of the year.
Yeah, I bought mine like Christmas time.
Yeah, it's like a June product cycle.
So I've had this for more than a year, and the screen is still perfect. I have actually managed to take care of an object that I carry with me everywhere that I go. It has only been dropped once, and it totally wasn't my fault.
And neither of us have cases. And we still...
We're sort of like English in that regard.
Yeah. And Naked Jew points out, apropos of weeks ago, when we were talking about Molinos, Los Dos Molinos,
mm-hmm.
Mulan, and Mill...
Mm-hmm.
It is a cognate of all three.
Oh. Yeah.
Just pointing that out.
I see.
Yeah.
Vukhamul says, how is PvP revamp coming along? Also, will you revamp the clan warfare?
Man.
You Hot Stuff has a plan for clan warfare.
Well.
Sort of. You have an idea for a plan.
Warfare. Yeah.
You have the...
It would be... It could be really cool.
Everything could be really cool.
PvP has been stalled.
Yeah, it really, we kind of got focused on other things. We got, the PvP revamp hit a little bottleneck, that, the bottleneck was a relatively small project that ended up getting put off for weeks and weeks and weeks. Really not weeks and weeks
just,
and weeks.
But just recently got completed.
Yeah, it was finished a couple weeks ago, or a week ago, yeah. 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, a week ago. I have no concept. I'm a temporal riftlet. All times are the same to me. Sailor Bowser points out that RoboCop's directives were 1. Serve the public trust. 2. Protect the innocent. 3. Uphold the law.
What does serve the public trust mean, though? That is the vaguest directive.
Yeah.
Protect the innocent. Okay, but then you have to determine innocence on the fly.
He's a computer. He's
sure.
Good at determining things on the fly.
Uphold the law. That one could at least theoretically be.
Yeah, I mean, even like a red light camera could do that. Mayhem and Destruction asks, any known Con 6 dates? Now,
September.
No. Yeah, September-ish. No details have been determined about Con 6. We gotta figure out what the fuck we're gonna do, man.
Yeah.
I am really wondering if this shouldn't be the year that we purchase some commercial real estate. And
I don't know.
And you know, zoning and the law be damned, for one fucking day we can have people there and do whatever we want, and it is so unlikely that the cops would show up during that one day that
it would be more like 2 days though.
But I mean, the thing is, if we were to approach the city and say, hey, we need zoning for, we just kind of want to have a barbecue with like 300 people and give away beer for free, they would say, no, I'm sorry, you can't. Like, basically, something in what we wanted to do would rub them the wrong way, and they would say, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that here. When in fact, you know, fuck you. We could do it, and it's not going to hurt anybody, and, you know, let's not get any permits or insurance. What could go wrong? We just need a warehouse. A teen slut warehouse.
Yeah. They can wear all the leftover shirts from T-shirt hell.
Yeah. A lot of people mailed in. Apparently, I had not read the actual statement from the owner of T-shirt hell. He just went out of business because he wanted to. He got tired of running it, didn't want to leave it in anybody else's hands.
Didn't want to leave his T-shirts upon the table.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't know what we're going to do with Con 6 yet. I cannot, in good conscience, spend the amount of money that we spent on Con 5 again.
That was very expensive.
Yeah. It was very expensive for comparatively little benefit over
a tent.
Much cheaper versions of it in the past.
Yeah.
The tent itself at Con 4 was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Right? That was very much a failed experiment.
Yeah.
But Tempe Center for the Arts, way, way too expensive.
Which sucks,
way too.
The space is great.
Sort of great. It's
great.
It's too fancy for us, you
it's
know?
Not
like
too
it's
fancy.
It is too fancy. There were people kind of puttering around, just sort of feeling uncomfortable and not knowing what to do because there were waiters with trays of hors d'oeuvres. You know, like, it was...
You know what you do? You eat the hors d'oeuvres.
Well, right, but I'm just saying, it was too fancy for us.
Okay.
It was too
the
fancy
catering,
for us.
The catering was the problem. I mean, the catering was half the cost and way more expensive than it really should have been. Especially for the food that we got. Like,
also, God damn it. When I think of the amount of money that we made that fucking venue by having our people there.
The Tempe Center for the Arts?
No. The concert venue.
Oh, yeah.
And the extent to which it is. I do not understand how any local rock shows ever happen. I do not understand what kind of person it takes to risk what you have to risk in order for a show at a bar to be profitable given the just sort of extortionate
but I feel like
treatment.
Don't most promoters have sort of standing relationships with venues so that they actually are making the band some money when they play there? Like, we were outside the system, so we kind of got screwed.
Yeah, I guess. Fuck that system, man. But, you know, we tried to find promoters, basically, and...
Did we?
Yeah, nobody wanted to touch it. Nobody...
Huh.
Nobody wanted to deal with any of the 18 and over venues.
Oh.
Was basically the problem. Like, we had a limited number of venues that we could get away with, because there were a limited number of venues that were 18 and over and close
the whole 18 and over
to everything else.
Thing is so frustrating.
Yeah. Also, the fact that every person that works at any of those places is just a fucking idiot. Were you at any of those meetings?
No, I didn't go to any meetings.
It was... It was like talking to a wall where somebody had, like, guessed what questions you were going to answer and spray-painted them on it 6 weeks before you got there. Like... And the wall would just point at a random answer. God, that was fucking miserable.
Huh.
What I want, we gotta talk to MC Frontalot and see if he's willing to do a kind of low-key acoustic show. The mini-buses are all about doing jazzy buses again, because they enjoy that. I think our people would really like that a lot. Because it's It's good. Anybody who was at the costume party three cons ago or whatever got to see the Jazzy Bosses. Jazzy Bosses fucking ruled.
MC Frontalot is not particularly conducive to it. The acoustic set is the only issue.
Maybe he would see it as a challenge.
Sure, it's possible.
MC Lars definitely not.
Not the shows that we've seen. We've really only seen one show of his.
I think that's kind of his shtick. Like, he relies pretty heavily on the projector. On the visual aids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anatsu says, quick question, why would I care about this ish? This ish. It is sometimes entertaining, but seriously, Jick just blew my mind with that banana phone.
Issue?
Yeah, I don't know. Sild says, Last.fm charts all the things you listen to and gives you nice little statistics and recommends similar stuff, so it sounds like exactly like Pandora. Nutsled says, Betrayal is the awesome. Anyone who doesn't like it can lick my sled. No Hurt Me points out that windmills do not work that way. Came from the Overheating Earth episode. The phrase was in reference to windmills cooling off turtles.
What? What is that? What is that from?
Windmills do not work that way, Futurama.
I don't remember.
I had just seen it quoted out of context.
I see.
And it's funny. ZZT Man the Fifth says, you know what might be an interesting holiday to implement? Opposite day. Think about it. I won't. Ah, son of a bitch.
Which is frustrating, because, again, the recommendation of doing the Groundhog Day holiday as one where we just set everybody back to the beginning of Groundhog Day after it has passed is really a great idea, but just so, unfortunately, undoable, really.
Yeah. Your idea of telling everyone about it.
Well, yeah, no, that's the thing. If you tell everybody in advance, they won't get as angry at you, but then it is also much less interesting or cool. And or cool.
So, Asta Zangasta now suggests that he's going to stab anyone who ever suggests that we use any art other than the pretentious artist's art for the secret new project. Did you see that background that he did?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Did you see the fight mock-up?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, with the weird tree bush circle puff green.
The holder with the monster.
That was my nickname in high school.
Really? That's a confusing nickname that takes a long time to say. You only got invited to every other party because
yeah.
It took so long to say your name.
Is Altamaro's parties originally William Gibson? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's a William Gibson
thing. Is that he came up with that phrase?
Maybe not. I don't know
if he originated
it. No, the phrase itself came from somewhere else.
I've seen it used in so many different contexts that I just have no idea where it originated.
You know who does know?
The internet.
Wikipedia.
I would check on my phone, but
nothing the listeners like
it's
more
still
than
determining
listening
that
to
we
me.
Are. Hey, wow, we're.
All Tomorrow's Parties is a song by the Velvet Underground.
Okay. Was that the original usage?
I don't know. Song has lent its name to a music festival, a William Gibson novel, and an issue of The Invisibles by Grant Morrison. What were you saying?
That the accuracy on my GPS has gotten within 30 feet. That does not seem particularly accurate.
Wow, what the hell is going on with... Is Camel super slow?
I don't know.
Jubwub says, I live in a town where the police don't have enough to do. Every year they have a bicycle safety week where they give out tickets to everyone biking on the wrong side of the street, as in they wait at places where it doesn't make any sense to not bike on the wrong side of the street, give out tickets to everyone who comes by. So I feel your pain. Fight the power!
It sounds like nobody gets tickets around here for bicycle infractions. They just get
hassled. Yeah, I talked to a friend of the pretentious artist who's a cop here, and he said, I said, hey, do you pull over a lot of people on bikes? And he said, yes. For riding the wrong way against traffic. And he was like, because my cousin got killed doing that, and so it's kind of a personal issue for me. I'm like, do you ever give him tickets? And he's like, no, never. I've never given anyone on a bicycle a ticket.
I just don't even know what that would mean, to get a ticket on your bicycle.
Yeah. I wonder if...
Take away your bicycling license.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they just don't do it because specifically of that weird kind of ambiguity.
Yeah.
He did say that he would not have pulled me over for... He described what the cop did when he pulled me over as pretty chicken shit, given my description of the intersection and what I was doing.
Maybe the cop's favorite chicken got killed when I was trying to cross the road against a red light.
Oh! I wasn't even crossing a road was the problem. I was going around one. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was easier than going around it. That's the version of the joke that I knew as a child.
Really?
That, yeah.
Huh.
That was the version my dad told me. And then Blastodon makes fun of me because my bicycle has a kickstand, which I don't remember even talking about the fact that my bicycle has a kickstand, but I don't know that I've ever seen a bicycle that didn't have a kickstand.
A lot of, like, high-end bikes don't have kickstands. They're kind of...
He asks, lol, does it also have a basket with flowers on the front?
I've tried to convince you to get a basket for the front, but you're like, no, that's totally gay, and only things that grandmothers do, and I was like, your grandmother's gay.
I didn't say it was gay, I just said it was something that grandmothers did.
You also said it was gay.
Zly's not gay, and she has a basket on the front of her bike.
Is she a grandmother?
No.
So
only great. 9:48, and this goddamn printer is doing this goddamn bullshit again. Gleave says, I think I know how to solve your questions problem, Jick. Get someone to stand behind you with a cattle prod to keep you all in line. Eh.
But if they were standing behind one of us, they'd only be able to stab that person if we were all in a line.
Oh, it was Blastodon. This is last Thursday's show is high comedy. You guys should down a pitcher of kick-ass margaritas every week. It's on the hour, but how would the printer know that? It's funny that question came up right after the printer had done this shit again. But it's like 10 minutes earlier than it did it last time, so...
I guess.
Reinwuch says, hey guys, can we get some more Bounty Hunter quests? I'm trying to get to 200 Luger, and it's getting really repetitive going to the same places over and over.
Q1, maybe?
We could. I honestly feel like we were... How many are there? There's like 3 low-level ones...
3 low, 3 mid, 3 high? Are there 5 low, 5 mid, 5 high? I don't remember.
I think there are 5 low, 5 mid, 5 high. And honestly, like, there are not a lot of zones that we can get away with putting bounties in. We already get all kinds of crap about bounties in zones that aren't, like, always available.
Right.
You know, and so the more possible situations we create where you go to the Bounty Hunter and there is nothing that you can get to... The worse that is as a mechanic, you know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I do not know what the right answer to that is.
MG asks why the Gulag quiches and miscellaneous cooking discoveries instead of pies. Because quiches aren't pies.
Yeah, they are.
What? So anything with a crust that you bake is a pie?
Yeah. Pasties, pies.
Samosas, pies.
We were gonna. Our plan was to open a Indian brunch buffet called Samosas and Mimosas. Lagib says, "Will we ever learn how Matt the Armorer and Leggerer became Torso Boy?"
Is it always Matt?
No.
Okay.
He has a bunch of different names, including Warren, which is one of those that I learned from Riff.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite one. What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs and 100 rabbits up his ass?
Yeah.
Drakefly says, Jick, you like Star Control too. Do you want a net melee sometime? No. I always have the cyborg play the combat for me. No, I am not at all interested in the combat portion of Star Control 2.
Does Star Control 2 have net melee? Mm-hmm. I didn't even think of Star Control 2.
Well, probably the Urquan Masters has net melee.
Okay. Because the original one had the PvP sort of thing going on, but it was just like you versus the computer?
No.
Could you play other players?
You could play, yeah. That's all we did in high school. It was not split screen.
What was it?
It zoomed at... No. You were on the same screen. It zoomed out further away. It was exactly like if you were... You know, there's never a time in Star Control 2 when you can't see the enemy ship. There's only ever one other ship, right? So,
right.
Yeah, it just zoomed out. That was fucking awesome.
It was fun because you could play Pekunk and just always just resurrect all the time.
See, there was no Pekunk in Star Control 1.
Sure. But like, if you were playing,
I'm trying to think what there was. There was human, Androsynth,
Sirene, I think.
Erilu, Sirene, Chenjesu. Because did the Chenjesu and the Myrmaherm fuse during Star Control 2?
Yes.
So the Chenjesu and the Myrmaherm.
It's under the slave shield that they do there.
Okay, so the Chenjesu and the Myrmaherm are playable races in Star Control 2, and so are the Chummer.
Right.
Okay. So there was Chenjesu and Myrmaherm. There was Umga.
Was it Arlu? The Arlu.
Yeah, the Arlu. That was the first one that I first one that I said. There's the Umga and the Shofixti. I think that might have been it. I think there might have only been 10 races.
Because were there the Urquan and the
yeah.
And both
the Urquan and the Chenjesu were the big. The Chenjesu was like the Chenjesu and the Urquan were like the big powerhouse ships.
I see.
Both of them. The Chenjesu had the like doggy, like their special attack was like the weird thing that would go out. It was like a homing mine or something. I don't remember exactly how it worked. The main weapon was like a circle that would fly out until you let go of the fire button, and then it would
right.
explode in a little cloud of shrapnel.
Right.
The Urquan had the fighters that it would release.
Yeah.
That would run after your opponent and shoot them.
The other flavor of the Urquan had the
spinny
discs.
The Kor-A was only in Star Control 2. that doctrinal conflict was great. They both agreed that you needed to take over the universe, but their fundamental disagreement was whether you needed to enslave or genocide
right.
everyone else, and that's what the Civil War erupted over.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I bet those two guys would be fun to hang out with. Paul Reich III and whoever else.
I really like the idea of games with lots of conversation trees.
How much branching was there in Star Control 2?
Quite a bit. There were a good.
I mean, could
eight
you really
nine.
You could really fundamentally change the way the game played out?
Yeah, I mean, you could you had control over whether like the entire races were destroyed or not, depending on your actions. You told me about the condition where if you didn't deal with the Androsynth or whatever, like. They would just sort of overrun the whole.
No, it wasn't the. Who was the Slylandro.
Slylandro probe.
Yeah, the Slylandro probes, yeah. You would eventually get to the point where the probes were so thick that you could not get to the Slylandro homeworld to stop them. Anybody who hasn't played Star Control 2, go download the Urquan Masters. Urquan. It's like a SourceForge project that is a freeware remake of Star Control 2. Great fucking game.
I couldn't get the
great game or greatest game.
It's one of the best games.
You need to cheat though.
I would recommend getting downloading the map.
Get a map and do a money cheat because
money cheat you don't have to do. Once you have the map because you know where all the best planets are, you can
okay with a map where you know where to go mine and don't have to just mindlessly explore.
Yeah, mindlessly.
Oh.
Yeah, no. The map makes the game, I think, ideal because you don't
because also you can find the find the rainbow worlds and sell them to the Melnorm, and so you're never want for technological upgrades
right.
either. Yeah.
And then you'll finally understand our
the placement of the rainbow pearls. Yeah. Captain Kirk says, "Are you ever going to do the artwork for Stuart the Sheepish Gesture Halloween Hodgman outfit
you
candy?"
I
did not know that there was.
That for months.
No, you didn't.
It's in the wiki.
You bugged me about the.
God.
You bugged me about the Arbor Day one.
And the Hodgman one.
No, you didn't. You have never said anything. You've never said anything to anyone about anything ever.
Wow.
tell me where this is. I'm gonna search the wiki for Hodgman.
Look for Jester. Look for Stuart the Sheepish Jester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. It's a thing for you from July 17th of 05. It's no big deal, but Cheese Jester, player number 132079, got veteran access today, 364 days after account creation. Wasn't expecting it till tomorrow. Figured you might want to look into it or not. And I said, fixed, and you said, I'm going to assume this is fixed, because I don't have a year to test it. That's how we were rocking it back in July of I was going to say 1905. That would have been totally inaccurate. Yeah, you go ahead and find this wiki article where you tell me about this.
Okay.
And you know what I will do? I will eat my hat. Does anybody have a cat? A cat? Does anybody have a hat made out of delicious roast beef? I wish I hadn't fucked up that joke by saying cat instead of hat. I wish I had a rabbit and a hat and a bat and a six-foe impala. Ooh. You know what the next company purchase should be? Not commercial real estate for KOLCon, but a six-foe impala. Those are pretty big. We could have a barbecue in the back of a six-foe impala. Yeah, you're just going to waste the rest of the show looking around for this bullshit that you think you said, but you never said.
Yeah. It's in there.
Glebe says, can you give us a less soul-crushing way to farm for beer lenses? No. Gleezus also wants to know why a spicy mushroom quesadilla isn't under Tex-Mex in the Discoveries.
Because it's its own little triumvirate, kind of, with other things that just happens to be Tex-Mex themed. I mean, yeah. Like the
Tex-Mex was a weird designator that C.D. Moyer decided to put into play. Because it's not Tex-Mex. Elfin says, are there any plans on the horizon for another clan dungeon? It would be fun to see a nice small one for the clans that can't get seven people together and still want to compete. Hot Stuff and I have this conversation every once in a while, where I say, Hot Stuff, I think we should do a clan dungeon that is just like 1,000 trash mobs and then a boss. And Hot Stuff says, no, Jake, everyone will be disappointed in such a clan dungeon. You shouldn't do anything at all. And I say, but Hot Stuff, I think you're wrong. I think that the player base would appreciate something, you know? I don't think they're going to be underwhelmed to the point where they won't enjoy it at all. Maybe they'll be disappointed. Maybe they will have preferred something larger. And Hot Stuff says, no, Chick, you're wrong. They don't want anything except a giant clan dungeon 10 times as large and as complex as Hobopolis. That's what happens. So I'm curious, listeners, how do you feel about a clan dungeon that is, say, 100,000 meat to open, has 1,000...
1,000 meat.
Yeah. 1,000 monsters you gotta kill and a boss.
Oh, man.
We could develop such a clan dungeon in 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks! 2 weeks! 2 weeks!
2 weeks.
How do you feel about that, players? Is it worth taking 2 weeks off from our larger schedule? Schedule.
I like how that's the part of it that you found funny.
Zen Matur says, can we have a slash nom that works like slash eat, please? That would make me supremely happy. Macro it. You know what we should do? We should start looking at, start aggregating the macro table. Every day, we look at the most popular macros in the game, and then we implement them as normal chat commands. That's funny, because one guy who's just really into, like, emote raping people in chat is going to end up getting a core chat command built in for him. Because he has thousands of multis, all of whom have a macro set up to emote raping people in chat. What are you doing? Are you still searching through the wiki trying to find this non-existent reminder that you gave me?
Yes, I am.
Maybe you should try looking in your imagination. Because that's the only place that reminder exists, Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
Jeff says, I can pull the aerated diving helmet, but the old man and the sea still don't appear until I make the scuba gear. That's not quite right. All right, here's the problem with that. I need to think of some clever way to deal with this, because we do not want the main map to have to constantly check your equipment, or your inventory, rather, to determine whether or not to unlock the old man in the sea. Right now, since the scuba gear is a quest item, we can very easily check the flags table, which we can check for free because it is stored in memory. to see if it is even possible for you to have the scuba gear. And only then do we check your inventory to see if you have the scuba gear, and only then do we decide that the old man is going to start being displayed to you. I got to figure this out. You know, it is possible that we could do something that would act sort of weird, right? Let's imagine that when you pull something from Hanks, it checks to see if it is the aerated diving helmet. If so, it sets a daily flag. Main map, if you have that daily flag, checks your inventory and then unlocks and then never does it again.
If you pull it?
Yeah.
Huh. So if you pull it on day one?
Sure. I don't have any problem with the C accidentally being ascension relevant. I think that's kind of an exciting possibility. I don't think it's going to happen because the punitives are so penaltish. Yeah. Linguini Lad says, I think it would be cool if there was a glow-in-the-dark version of the Vicious Naga shirt. And if you do that, make sure Scully gets one, because I remember on a past radio show, Scully was talking about how he scared himself when he looked into the mirror wearing that shirt in the dark.
Huh.
Theoretically, if I can get my drunk ass to write a couple paragraphs for the KOL store tonight, before I ride my bike home into certain arrest. Oh man. If I leave here early enough, I can go back to that dive bar, drink some more,
stuff?
Amberbach, and then get pulled over again. Theoretically, we'll be dropping some more stuff into the store of loathing. What are we putting in? A new shirt, but it's a shirt that you can only wear if you have boobs.
Okay.
But not man boobs.
On July 3rd, Hodgman's outfit needs a jester image for trick-or-treating goodness. Stuart the Sheepish Jester. I have no idea why that doesn't show up in the search.
What's the title of the...
Holidays nothing currently pressing.
Holidays nothing currently pressing. So why did you say that?
And then I mentioned it again on October 6th.
Suck at this.
Yeah.
Alright, fine. Yeah, why doesn't that show up in the search? This search is broke dick ass.
Is it? What? Is it because it doesn't do
it? It might not be searching in replies. Yeah, that would be pretty stupid, but.
I think that's what it's doing.
I'm pretty stupid. So maybe I coded it that way.
Yeah. So, at least 6 months and at least twice. 8 months. Nine months.
It's still not good enough. It's still your fault.
Yeah.
What are we putting in the store? The new shirt.
New coffee mug.
The Naga coffee mug.
And the
documentary.
Documentary DVD. Yeah. Let's hope that actually arrives.
It will.
It's in Texas.
Ooh. It's a good documentary. I'm worried that it's not going to seem like a half-hour documentary is worth what we're charging for it.
There's a lot...
Because we're charging $900.
There's a lot of additional content there if you care.
Yeah.
But, you know...
You gotta look at a picture of me looking all fat.
For hours. For like an hour.
I know. It's really... I have not yet actually gone through that entire special feature because it's embarrassing to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I listened to yours. It's pretty good.
Well, sure. It wouldn't be embarrassing to you.
I listened to mine.
Yeah?
It was, you know... It wasn't that embarrassing, but it was... It's weird how... I think... When did he shoot all this footage? It was like 2006 or something?
Was it?
2006 or 2007 at least. It's been a while.
It's 2007, yeah.
I don't think it was 2007, though. I think it was 2006.
I don't think that's true. I don't think there were two entire years that passed between...
I think two Comic-Cons have happened since he shot it. I think. Because he came to one of them, and I think he missed one. Remember?
Okay, so there was the last, this past Comic-Con where we had the good booth. He was definitely not at that one. He was at the one before that. Because the one before that was the one that Nightmare was at, and the one that he was filming was the one that Nightmare was at.
Okay, so then he was filming one there, and he did all the stuff before that.
Okay, so that was in 2007. Yeah.
Early 2007.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, it's been a long time, and
since we rocked and rolled.
Hearing, like, the sort of priorities, like, we need to make a new game, whatever, 2 years ago.
We were saying that 4 years ago, though.
I guess. We're slow as
We really are. You know, we're the sweetest company in the world, and God bless us, but we're slow as fuck!
It's time for another beer. And some music.
Oh, yeah,
that
it
you
is
already,
time.
That you already
I've already queued up an Aphex Twin song. For us. Alright, kids, we'll see you in a number of minutes. Less than or equal to 60.
I wish the milkman would deliver my milk in the morning. I wish the milkman would deliver my milk when I'm yawning. I wish the milkman would deliver my milk.
I would like some milk from the milkman's worst hits. circle in. Batman. Batman. Eat them up, yum yum.
And we're back. Gleaves had pointed out that whoever posted the false Brotula entry to the Twitter forgot to put their name.
Oh, that was
Scully. Yeah, he made a joke. When I posted that there was a fish called the false Brotula, he made a funny joke about it. But in order to read that funny joke, you're going to have to check out our staff Twitter. Twitter.com/ASYM.
Since when did we start pimping that so seriously?
Well, once it turned out that we were actually going to keep doing it in the medium term. Giga Shadow Foom 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 says, why don't you keep the road to the White Citadel accessible after you find the White Citadel? Because nobody ever wants to live through that bullshit again.
Live through it.
Yeah. Oxymoron 92993 says, have you ever thought of letting one of the monsters in the desert or the oasis drop something that would give you ultra hydrated, like a camel bladder? If you've ever actually interacted with a camel bladder in real life, you would know that it gives you anything but ultra hydrated. A deadhead says, Mafia Aria is a mostly potion item. Yeah. Potions are things that give you effects.
In order to use it, you have to have the cummerbund. So maybe that's the issue.
Yeah. The Tristero says, shouldn't Harpoon work in the sewer? No, because you're not underwater. That'd be gross. Kazaa says, have you ever thought of bringing back old items of the month, like the Jill-O-Lantern and the Snowcone Tome? Actually, yeah, starting in March, we're going to start rerunning all of the original items of the month from the first year. From Star Control 2.
Yeah. It was funny, in my head.
There weren't items of the month from Star Control 2.
You were not playing the same game I was, clearly.
You know what we should do? We should start releasing items of the month that are just the items from the Starflight code wheel. I forget what those items are. I'm gonna look up the Starflight code wheel. There was like Ruby Egg and okay. Was it Ruby Egg? No. Blue Bobble, Crystal Cone, Dodecahedron, Black Box, Mobius Device, Crystal Orb, Flying Apparatus, Rod Device, Red Cylinder, Rubber Widget, Throbbing Mass, Surprising Utensil, Wee Green Blobby, Tesseract, Whining Orb, Bladed Toy, Nice Thing, Ellipsoid, Humming Gizzy, Glowing Disc, Black Egg, Amazing Artifact, Shimmering Ball, and Flat Device. Yeah, I don't know where I got Ruby Egg. The Doominator says, hey Jake, how's the new Fallout 3 DLC? Asking mainly because I have a PS3 and can't even download it. I have not bothered. I've heard a lot of bad things about the experience of trying to download it on a Windows machine, and I'm not particularly interested in getting any DLC until the DLC that increases the level cap. No matter how much I like a game, I have a really, really hard time playing it after I'm no longer gaining experience.
That's weird to me.
From what I hear, it doesn't actually increase the level cap. It just causes the game to not end when you finish the quest missions. Or finish the main storyline.
Really? Because
Although maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I don't know. I mean, that definitely is something that it does, but I could have sworn they said that it increases the level cap.
Maybe the Pittsburgh expansion increases the level cap. Which I really hope they put that out for PS3. I'm going to be annoyed if they don't.
Have they not put out the first one for the PS3?
Apparently not.
Huh. Glitterboy says, will we eventually discover that there's an underwater guy who controls the sea? Yeah, but by the time you find him, he'll have gotten killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey. Elfin says, are you guys going to go see Coraline? Neil Gaiman wrote it. Nightmare Before Christmas director directed. They might be trying to set a couple of songs on the soundtrack. Awesome!
Is Tim Burton too hard to say?
Tim Burton didn't direct The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah.
I found that out recently.
Really? Yeah. Is that why they're not saying his name?
Yeah, but I think his name is something that you wouldn't.
That's doing it's Coraline. What? Henry Selick.
Henry Selick?
Yeah.
Not Krist Novoselic?
I don't think so.
They should let. What the fuck? What? Why can't I think of the guy's name? Who's the guy from the Foo Fighters? Dave.
Grohl.
Dave Grohl, yeah. All I could think of was Dave Navarro. That wasn't it. They should let Dave Grohl direct Coraline.
So when they said The Nightmare Before Christmas, wow, when they say Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, they're not talking about the director.
That he's just like a producer on it?
He's a writer.
Yeah.
Wow, that is such a diss. Because normally it's like the director's...
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because it is just, I have always seen it as Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, and he was just a writer.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever actually seen Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas in print.
That's how it's credited. That's like the official name of the movie.
I see. Macarona says, when are we going to get the Eco-Terrorist Mist Sign quest? One of these days. Tatter says, why doesn't my sword behind inappropriate prepositions work on the text in the haiku dungeon? Because we're not fucking crazy. is why.
Wow.
You know,
I
could...
The number of ways in which that would be so
I could
painful.
Write a version of...
Yeah,
the
could.
I could write a version of Prep Switch that only switched prepositions with equal numbers of syllables.
Sure.
People would respect that.
See, that's the kind of project you like, where you're like, yeah, people give me props for this. But, dude, seriously.
They don't. Nobody really cares that the entire game can be done in haiku now. They'll just bitch about the non-combats not showing up that way, you know? It's like... No one understands my pain, Hot Stuff.
That's true. No one does understand your pain.
Jin in Tonic says, when a clan leader is MIA, could the announcement that leadership has changed come from the powers that be instead of the new leader? It seems like a coup otherwise. Seems like a cuckoo ka-choo. It kind of makes me mad when I see cuckoo ka-choo written places, because the lyric is goo goo gujoob.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Goo goo gujoob.
Okay.
That's how it goes, man.
Okay.
Alright, I put that in my to-do list. That's a little trivial change. Marge says, there should be a sea area where there be dragons. It needs to be accessible by some overwater conveyance. Discuss.
There be dragons.
I don't know how I feel about overwater conveyances, except vis-a-vis the mysterious island of mystery.
Right.
Lork says, I was just thinking the other day how cool the distribution method for the Robo-Goose was. The way the hatch rate on the eggs could be so low because they were self-replicating. So thank you for the Robo-Goose. That was a nifty way to handle limited availability content. The Swarmers, too, now that I think of it. I was pretty pleased with the work on the drops for those monsters for that Crimbo. My plan was for all of them to be self-replicating over time, but then I was like, I really don't want to do 12 of those. Because the pear tree had the... I was going to have the pear tree drop a pear that periodically, when you ate it, gave you a seed that you could use to get a potted pear tree that would give you
wow.
one pear every day. And then I was like, okay, so then what do I do on the second one? And I realized that I did not want to come up with 12 separate mechanisms by which yeah. items would propagate themselves. And
that's
so,
rough.
Had I had an infinite amount of time,
you would
rather than
gotten
just
it done.
12 days, yeah. Severus says, I've been listening to old radio shows lately, and in one you were discussing the problems mist classes have against the sorceress. Perhaps making it so reagent potions can be used as combat items to grant a one-adventure buff, since you don't have as much time to drink the potion or some such. If this is still a problem, that is. That is kind of interesting, actually. Allowing sauce... just sauce potions in general.
To be used in combat for one potion, for one round buffs.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to suddenly clutter up everybody's menu of combat items with those, although it's already so fucking massive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any thoughts on the old discussion of changing resting into a zone with various dreams and such? Severus also wrote, I still kind of like it.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Later.
Ziggy Zagnut says, hey, Jack, I saw a little nerdy kid today, and I was going to pick on him, but then I thought, this guy could grow up and be a cool nerd like Jack. So I gave him a smile and left him alone. Grow up, little guy. Be just like Jack and do good things. Well, I'm glad I was able to save that kid whatever abuse he would have laid on him.
But, you know, part of what made us who we are is being picked
yeah,
on as kids.
Yeah, really, you should have just knocked some shit out of that kid's hands in the hallway. Because then he would hate you, and he would have somebody to make fun of later on when he was writing a game, where he was like, fuck you, frat boys, and poor people.
Did frat boys make fun of you in college?
I, one of my sort of formative experiences from my freshman year of college was walking down the street towards the Dungeons & Dragons store. They didn't know this. And just getting spit on from a balcony of a frat house.
I got hit in the head with an apple once from the balcony of a frat house.
Yeah.
When I was at Gonzaga University looking at different colleges, when I was on like my college tour phase of like junior year or whatever, I was walking across campus. Someone threw an apple at me from a balcony and hit me in the head with it. I was like shocked and like really impressed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but then I ended up living in a fraternity. So
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I had a roommate. I picked a college kind of the way that I do everything else in my life. I went and I looked at one college and I was like, "Yep, this is acceptable." Every house that I've ever bought has been the first house I looked at. You know, and look, I'm doing fine. You know, my the house that I live in now rules. The house that I lived in before ruled. The office rules.
Every jail you got sent to was the first jail you checked out.
So I went. I went to the first college. I just kind of decided where I wanted to go to college. Got accepted, and I was like, all right, I'm done. You know, I just don't. This is probably not going to work anyway. So. You know, why go to all this trouble? One of my roommates, I lived in a kind of a college sanctioned private housing, but it was basically like a semi dorm, right? It was like two person bedrooms, a living room, and then like a kitchen and a bathroom that was shared. My roommate was this frat boy, and it really didn't do anything for my opinion of frat boys. Eventually, towards the end of the year, I had some conversations with him, and I hung out with him enough just one-on-one that I was like, you know, maybe there's like something that you can learn from this lifestyle, you know. It's, you know, like hanging out with the hippies for a while, I got sick of hanging out with hippies and he was a welcome breath of fresh air when it was just him, just one-on-one. When we like, what would always happen was he would be like, hey Zach, you got any cigarettes? Because it'd be like 6 in the morning and he and I would be the only people up. Him, because he hadn't done any homework for 3 months because he was too busy getting drunk in order to impress the other frat boys. And me, because I was just a fuck up and didn't do anything except stay up real late. Sometimes I would get stoned and write programs. One time I got high and I was all impressed with myself because I wrote a single line function in Lisp that would calculate the derivative of any function that you could describe in Lisp. It's not that big of a deal. Now that I think about it, like really any CS student would be like, What? Shut up, homo. Anybody. I did that when I was in grade school. Stupid hippie.
I wanted to make a bumper sticker when I was
my other car is a cutter.
Yeah.
I would buy a bumper sticker that said that.
I feel like it's a very limited appeal.
Yeah, but, you know, so are the bumper stickers we sell. Anyway, he would ask me if I had any cigarettes, and I would say no, but I have this pouch of Drum, and we would bond over me rolling cigarettes for both of us. And
is it Drum and not Durham?
It's Drum.
D-R-U-M.
Yeah. Okay. There's a picture of a drum on it.
I don't smoke, so...
Yeah. I don't know that Drum for a long time you could not get Drum in the US anymore, and then it came back and it wasn't the same stuff, and so a lot of people started rocking the American Spirit hand rolling tobacco. there was Jester, which was pretty good. There's Ballyshag, which is
search for it though.
Acceptable. Yeah, I couldn't search for it, and I was like, you know, why didn't somebody tell me about this tobacco? And this one smartass that I was friends with was like, I did tell you about it 6 months ago.
And then again,
yeah.
3 months later.
Yeah. Anyway, but I would talk to the frat boy. We would share insights about the world. And then he broke my bed, and I had to call him like 10 times after freshman year to get him to send me some fucking money to make up for the check that I had to write the goddamn apartment because he broke my fucking bed.
How did he break your bed?
He just went into my room and just jumped up and down on my bed until it broke.
Was that his intent?
Yes.
To break your bed?
Yes.
So friend is sort of a dubious...
I never said he was a friend.
Oh, I see.
He was my roommate.
I see.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that guy. He probably owns a car dealership or some shit now.
Your assessment of, man, apologies to anybody going to ASU, but your assessment of, like, frat boys from ASU is, like, they're just going there to pass time until they inherit their dad's used car dealership. It's like, That's a lot of used car dealerships, because there's a lot of dudes there.
Yeah, it really is. Most of them don't graduate.
Oh, so they just don't make it?
Yeah, they have to get a degree in order to inherit the dealership. That's one of the conditions.
I see.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Why are they there? What are they doing there? I mean, they just want to drink and get laid, but like...
It's a party school, right? So, they have the money to go there, and there are a bunch of girls there, and they want to do them.
Past freshman year, ASU was a pretty good school. It's a party school, and that brings in a lot of freshmen, and that brings in a lot of money, and they're, you know... They're sort of... Stature as a research university is not nearly as bad as you would expect, given their prevalence on Playboy lists.
The Phoenix Mars rover is based from ASU, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, of A. You think you're all smarty pants, hoity-toity, better than us? Fuck you! Fuck you, U of A assholes! Yeah! Go Sun Devils!
Yeah.
I never went to a single sporting event.
I liked the New York Times map of the various Twitter terms that were used during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Nightmare showed us a link of...
It was like a map of the U.S. and cities with basically like the density of Twitter utterances of a single word would determine the font size of that word over time.
That word in the Twitter, I think, probably.
Yeah.
And it was just cool to watch in real time how things happened regionally and the prevalence of things.
There was one, the set of words was like the companies that advertised, and you would start to see these pulses of like Doritos as there was a Doritos commercial, and like GoDaddy as there was a GoDaddy commercial. Like, it was pretty fascinating. It's interesting to me that enough people use Twitter that you can actually get samplings
you can recreate sort of common events. If you were to just aggregate all that data and parse it, you could recreate sort of what was going on in the broad popular culture. So, like, probably anything on television or, like, news stories that were sort of big deals or whatever. Yeah.
It's weird, because, I mean, there aren't a lot of things like the Super Bowl that really get... Probably during the Olympics you could have done it, because there would have been enough people talking about the Olympics at any given time, but, like...
I feel like if you're sensitive enough, you'd get enough people talking about what's going on Lost or whatever.
Like, sure, when there was a show like that on that a significant number of people were.
So primetime would be busy, you know?
Cyber34 says, about your Price is Right talks earlier, you do remember that if you bid close enough to the price of the object, you win an extra cash prize. So that's why people don't always do the just $1 over someone else. I never was aware of that either.
I thought I had... If you got the exact price, I think you got something special, but I don't remember.
If you got the exact price, you got the object. That suddenly sounds like something that I was aware of, but maybe I just made that up now, because it'd be funny.
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't be funny.
Would they stop the... No, I guess they wouldn't. I guess they would just let people keep going around. If somebody guesses the price, nobody can get any closer.
Yeah,
so
but they
why
don't...
even bother?
But they don't... determine that. I mean, everybody gets a chance to go, you know. If everyone bids over, they bring out a new object?
I forget how that works.
Yeah. Or just start over. We should ask Bob Barker.
Oh, we can't. He's not the...
No, it's Drew Carey.
Yeah. How does he do?
I don't know. I have not seen it. I can't imagine he does a bad job. I like Drew Carey. Yeah, honestly... There are worse fates for a comedian who gets a TV show and then his star's fading a little bit. Like, fucking, why not? Take a job where it's a paycheck. You get to be funny. Like, I gotta imagine Pat Sajak has a good time as the host of...
He's not super funny, though.
He's pretty funny.
He's okay.
Pat Sajak is pretty funny. Pat Sajak is a smart dude. He is able to kind of snidely make fun of the people playing Wheel of Fortune in a way that they don't realize they're being made fun of. Enough
fun
that
of Vanna White, though? That's the question.
I don't know. Is Vanna White even still on Wheel of Fortune?
I don't know. It has been like 10 or 15 years since I've watched Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. How long has it been since you were stuck in a closet with Vanna White?
At least a week.
Beyond Birthday says, also, do you use LimeWire? No, first of all, Beyond Birthday says, you guys into anime or just anime porn? I'm into neither.
I like how the baseline assumption is anime porn.
Beyond Birthday also wrote, do you use LimeWire, and what are your thoughts on pirating music? I never used LimeWire, but I used a similar thing called Hotline.
I downloaded LimeWire once, but Hotline. I did not understand how it was supposed to work, and so deleted it immediately.
Did you use Hotline, Rip?
Yeah, Hotline was awesome up until every single Hotline site you had to get the password for by going to this website and clicking the fourth link and then filling out a form and then clicking the second link and then the password was the sixth word on the results page.
Yeah, it got really...
And it never worked.
Yeah, it never worked. It was basically like these free services. It's free, but you have to go click on these banner ads on this website that we get some money from. And so it was like, you gotta click on the banner ad, and then the password is the fifth word on the page or whatever, but the page is fucking changed all the time, you know? Right. Like, you couldn't count on that, so, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of pirating music. My favorite period of time was, I guess what, 99, 2000, 2001-ish, when mp3.com was in the incarnation where, like, artists would upload their music, and they'd have, like, three or four songs that they'd just let you download for free, and then if you liked the music, you would just buy the CD directly from them through mp3.com. They'd get, like, you know, 10 or 25% or whatever of the price, and they'd sell it to you for, like, $5 or $10. And you could just get good music that you'd never heard before for cheap. And it was just perfect. But I guess they went under or got bought and changed it into something else.
You know, I have a directory that has 345 songs in it that are the 345 songs that I pirated from Hotline, right? And it's, by and large, stuff that, you know, like, Aha, Take On Me. I could probably go to a store and find a CD for a dollar that had Aha, Take On Me on it. I just don't want to. And those guys wouldn't get any money if I did that.
You could buy that from the iTunes Music Store.
But iTunes didn't exist. I mean, this was sure. Like 97, you know?
So apparently, like, when, this is another New York Times article that I just read that was talking about, like, Dark Knight. It came out, and they tried really, really hard to prevent it from being pirated. And it was out in mass really, really quickly. And, you know, just, you know, millions of downloads. And they're realizing that actually trying to be draconian about, like, you know, downloading media or whatever is the absolute wrong way to go, and you'll actually see a decline in pirating if you just provide a legal way for people to get the music conveniently or the movies conveniently. You know, I think piracy has actually declined since the advent of, like, the Amazon online MP3 store.
DRM free.
Yeah. Because people are willing to pay sort of a...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I would never buy anything from iTunes now, because...
Well, you will now. I mean, they are DRM free.
Are they DRM free? Is it MP3s?
I don't know if it's MP3s.
Because, I mean, that's the problem. The reason that I've never bought anything from iTunes, I would rather buy a CD and rip it than buy the same tracks cheaper from iTunes, because right. If I rip it, they're fucking MP3s, and I can put them on whatever I want to put them on. You know, people like me are eventually going to be just sort of waving our walking sticks at the kids to get the fuck off our lawns. I want my media to be in a format that is standardized and recognizable across various devices, and the kids are going to be like, what the fuck, Grandpa? Why are you still yelling about this?
Og Vorbis.
Fucking Og Vorbis.
Did that ever catch on?
No.
Apple audio content is, you know, higher quality for smaller size, which that's like a little bit too set for it, over MP3 at least.
I do still occasionally pirate music. You know, like, I listen to that Daft Punk song a lot. I should really buy that album, but I just haven't.
You downloaded it from your secret download location?
Yeah. My secret source of music and TV and RPG sourcebooks and porn shares a data center with KOL servers.
Let's hope that the MPAA and RIAA are not listening to our...
Nobody cares. It's so hard to use that it is never going to catch on.
Our radio is...
Kids today. People complained. There are a few people that complained about our rotating links on the front page that we decided to do. Yeah, and one of them was Fineldar, so whatever. He'll complain about anything. He's like the anti-Mikey. In fact, here he is. What's the deal with that link to the community forum on the front page? It's creepy and sleazy. You should take it down. Whoa, it's a changing ad thing. It's still not aesthetically pleasing. Whine.
I mean, how is it any different than an announcement, I guess?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, we had that link to Cold Front for a long, long time on the front page.
Right.
Right? We took it down.
Which made them sad.
Yeah. And Clackling asked me over and over and over again while he was working at Cold Front, hey, could you put that link back up? And I was like, yeah. And then he quits, and a couple months later we put it up. And he's like, fuck you, asshole. He punched us in the face. He didn't do any
with
of those
his
things.
Hook hand.
Clackling's a nice dude.
Because he's a pirate, though.
Yeah. He is a pirate. Riding a flying Labrador retriever.
Aw. Jalen says, Mr. Skullhead, the typo thread misses your tender, loving ministration.
Fineldar says, I was sick Sunday and today, so I skipped work today. I was better by about 4 and got really bored. Really bored, like I was made out of wood. So bored, I read through your entire Twitter archive. Riff's Halloween costume was awesome. Twittering from your phone makes you a loser, hot stuff. And Jick, why is every picture I see of your refrigerator weird? What?
I mean, I guess that there have been multiple pictures from your kitchen.
Yeah.
So maybe your refrigerator is...
And here's a good one. On the subject of tweets...
Don't even read it.
What was Hot Stuff doing in Jick's bathroom with a camera when Jick had no clothes on and was in the bathroom as well? All right, so the bathroom at my house it's not private.
A closed-off section. Like, the door to the part where the toilet is doesn't even have a door.
Yeah, the room with the toilet doesn't have a door, which I would not want it to have a door because it would be... Very creepy, creepy, tiny little space. It's a little... So, the master bedroom in my house is very large. It's basically like 3 rooms with no walls in them. Right? So, I was in the bathroom, and I had pants on. I honestly was kind of pissed that Hot Stuff took that picture. Because I...
People want to know things about your life.
Yeah, but I don't need them to know how far my gut hangs over my belt when I don't have a shirt on. Those are things that I don't need the viewing public to know.
Yeah. Well, it's impetus for you to continue to work out more.
Yeah. Although, god damn it. Man... It's like I bought a ticket for a rocket ship to being a middle-aged man today. I went to goddamn Walgreens and bought a goddamn knee brace.
2.
Yeah.
1 for each knee.
I bought 2 knee braces. Going skiing this weekend. And I'm seriously...
Terrible
idea. Just... I am giving myself 50-50 odds of breaking one of my legs on this trip. But you know what? I got both my eyes open.
I'm going to sit in the cabin and read. Because there's just no way that I'm going to, potentially destroy myself.
Hot Stuff, while you got your nose in your books, you friggin' nerd, I'm going to be out living life to the fullest. I'm burning my candle at both ends, baby. Woo! It will not last the night, according to Dorothy Parker.
Yeah.
Was it Dorothy Parker that wrote that poem?
Which poem?
My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. I think it was Dorothy Parker.
Now is the time on the radio when Jick looks at
me. Yeah. My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the light. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light. That's it. If you think about it, that's a pretty seriously insightful piece of verse, I feel. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
You're just waxing poetic about it.
Well, you know, I really need to get into heroin. I feel like it is my duty as a creative person. I'm going to do it. I'm going to Twitter about what it's like. I'm going to be like, chasing the dragon now. Oh man, I caught the dragon! This rules! Fuck, why is my heart beating so fast? Somebody email a doctor. That's what's going to happen. You know, I wish I had the constitution for drugs. Uh-oh. I think I might have just accidentally done something weird with this computer. Right now, I only have the constitution for alcohol. Fideldar says, why is Cold Front now the official fan site, not the official unofficial fan site? Is it still JIC-tested, Skullhead approved? Yes. Let's see. Bobula says, since you're currently on a remove annoying things kick, I'd love it if the effects on the mesh cap and the leather chaps didn't require looking up on the wiki to see what they do. Chap legs and redneck isn't very descriptive. We had a conversation the other day, and I left myself a post-it note on the monitor to see, as an idea for another, like, developers talking to each other about shit segment. But I don't think this one is long enough, and I think... Hot Stuff and I discussed it for about 30 seconds and then came to a consensus. So it's not, it is not going to be interesting at all as a discussion. I kind of want, and Riff, let me know how you feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want effects to tell you in blue in the description window what they do.
And I'm okay with it most of the time.
Yeah, I don't think it should be blanket everything. I think it's interesting when we have stuff that is doing something and you don't quite know what.
I think
people enjoy, well, not everybody, but I think there are people who enjoy figuring them out.
My argument was that there is a distinct subset of our population that enjoys spading out unknown things.
Right.
Like, you know, the Q1 thing that is currently out, there's still at least three things that I don't think have been found at all.
Sure, yeah. There are some things that I honestly give a couple of months before anybody finds them.
From this thing?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not when people know that there's stuff that, like... It's... Yeah.
Plus, I mean, I can think of situations in which we would not necessarily... Like, I don't know, like a curse that gets put on you for some reason.
Yeah.
That you know that a curse has been put on you, but we don't necessarily want to tell them exactly what it's doing.
Sure, but I mean...
Tell them what the missing kidney does.
Right, but there are things that items do that we don't tell them about. It's just that if there is an effect that gives you plus 25% muscle, you can tell that it's giving you plus 25% muscle, so why hide that, right?
Sure.
So, stuff like that... Totally reasonable.
Sure. That's what I think is totally reasonable.
If there are effects that cause you to regenerate a certain amount of hit points per turn, you could figure it out just by watching.
Sure.
An extension of that, with enough data, you could solve for the plus item percent bonus of a lot of effects.
Sure.
Right? Right.
When there is no numerical indication for you as a player, I'm a lot less inclined to just give it to them. Although, the fact that gear has it there...
That's the thing. Gear has it there. There is still enough play for us to say things like, makes you a better swimmer. We are not giving numbers on that. People will spade out those numbers, and they will enjoy spading out those numbers. But, like, I honestly don't know. I feel like there are probably three guys who are genuinely interested whenever there is a new effect that implies plus item drop in gathering the data and figuring out what the plus item drop on that effect is. And everyone else just looks at the wiki. Or they just don't use the effect because they don't know that it's... I seriously think it's like three guys.
We have thousands of people playing, right? And they're... Maybe... Okay, so here's the problem. Maybe I was one of those three guys when I was playing.
Yeah, I think you were.
Because I... You know, there was a time in which I went through and actually spaded the effects of every effect that I could find in the game. and wrote them all down and then knew what everything did. There was a time when I felt like I knew what everything did in the kingdom, right? And, like, I really enjoyed that knowledge. And, like, the public, this was before the wiki, you know, the publicly available information was this one text document that was sort of forwarded around, which you can still find in some places, which it was just...
I think it's on GameFAQs.
Yeah, it might be actually, GameFAQs thing or whatever. But it was just horribly inaccurate about a lot of stuff. And I was just like, oh, that's cool. It's wrong, you know?
Sure, so maybe there are a handful of people. Maybe I only know about the people doing this who are willing to share.
That's the thing.
Enthusiastic about sharing their data. But still, I honestly don't... It irritates the crap out of me when I play Twilight Heroes. I have no fucking idea what any of the effects do. And, like, I could go look them up on the wiki, but I don't.
Right.
Right? And I feel like there... We were having this discussion today. Am I the average...
So here's the thing, though.
World of Warcraft player. Am I the average KOL player?
This readout would also solve another problem that is totally unrelated that you were all railing against as well, I feel like. Are you going to explain what the potions do in the description of the potion?
I think no.
Oh, so you're still going to require people to use it?
Sure, yeah.
Well, see, that's not as useful either, right?
Well, it is, because you don't... Because you know when you have an effect on, you know what it's doing. And so, you have to remember where you got it from if you're gonna go after it again.
Alright.
We could do it on the...
Well, just... The,
are you talking about the yes. the tiering yes. of the... I mean...
Because this, I feel like, is directly related, and you have a completely 360, 180 degree...
No.
...opinion of it, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Man, designing games is hard when you have differing opinions.
Well, fucking designing games that you've been working on for 6 goddamn years already is hard.
Sure.
We gotta get something else going so that we can ditch this thing.
That's the thing. We're just never gonna give up on KOL unless people stop donating, right?
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know,
it's my baby.
What happens when KOL goes to college?
I don't know. I know what happens when it goes to high school. If it listens to me, it fucks as many girls as it can. I have to say at least one thing on every radio show that makes my wife really angry at me. So, kids, if you're in high school, fuck as many girls as possible. Because, like, a year from now, it's not going to fucking matter.
What advice do you have to all the girls that are listening to the radio show that are in high school now? Fuck as many girls as possible.
Yeah, because that's hot. Fuck as many girls as possible and send me pictures.
Please don't send me pictures.
Yeah, please don't send me pictures.
That's what you need.
You can send Scully pictures or the guy from Forum Wars. they're both into that kind of thing. Hot Stuff likes pictures of naked high school girls. No, wait, he just likes naked high school girls. He just likes high school girls. What a complicated situation we're in here. Every time we're driving down the street, and I see a high school girl that I think that Hot Stuff would think is attractive, I say, Hot Stuff, stop looking at that girl. And he says, how did you know I was looking at that girl? And I'd be like, because she's in high school, you pervert. Just saying.
Yeah.
All the high school girls in this neighborhood are already pregnant, so there's not even anything you could do about it. About your feelings, but unless you want to adopt it.
All high school girls pregnant.
No. Like, you see it. Like, okay, I'm imagining that the things that go through your head when you see a high school girl.
Right.
If the girl is pregnant, you're like, eh, whatever.
What?
You're like, no, that girl, that pregnant high school girl is super hot. I should date her and raise her kid for her. is that what you think?
Man, you were so. Seriously, misrepresenting my life.
Oh, really? Well, explain it. How is it that you feel about high school girls? That stuff. explain it.
I don't have any particular feelings towards high school girls. You just like to give me the impression of having feelings towards high school girls.
My wife suggests that the high school girls that are already pregnant are like the, sort of the best possible thing because you cannot
you
possibly get them pregnant.
That
never even crossed my mind.
Exactly.
Well, because when I see a high school girl, pardon me. When I see a high school girl, I'm just some creepy drunk guy on the street. When I see a high school girl, I don't think about having sex with her. That's why it never occurred to me that you couldn't get a pregnant one more pregnant than she already was. I'm just saying. I think back. The girls that were in high school when I was in high school, they're all ladies now. They're middle-aged women. They got kids and pantsuits. It's okay for me to, I guess, it's okay for me to think about having sex with them. It's okay for me to think about having sex with middle-aged women.
In pants.
It's not okay for you to think about having sex with high school girls. That's how it goes.
You're married.
I know. It's not okay for me to think about having sex with anybody.
Ever.
Other than the high school girl that I married.
She's a college girl now.
That's true. Co-ed. She's experimenting with things.
Yeah.
Shiverwarp says, ever played or heard of the game EVE Online? Yeah, I am right there with Yahtzee. EVE Online, boring as shit. I understand there's all kinds of stuff that can happen in EVE Online.
It's cool to read about. I don't think I would want to play it.
Yeah.
You know.
I have... at multiple times on the radio described my experience with the trial of EVE Online, and not gonna get into that. Plus, all of those guys were wearing fucking kilts. They were like this herd of,
aren't they all from Iceland?
Norse kilt douches.
I thought it was just like two of them that wore kilts.
Was it?
Yeah, because there was...
Maybe
the chief
kilts,
guy
their
was wearing
kilts
pants.
Were so... Torgold Rasmoraldsen.
The obvious guy.
Njordson.
With like the white, reddish hair and beard. He definitely was wearing a kilt.
Eolfor Tjorgjordsen. What was it? What's that guy's actual name?
I thought it was something like Lors.
No, it is definitely something like Slorgan Bjorgensen, but
yeah.
Like, no, what, Eolfor? No, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Jordbjorg Fjordbjordsen. Torvald Jarlsmusen. Come on! Find his name, quick! I'm. You're leaving me hanging here. I'm on the radio, not knowing what to say. No, seriously, what is that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on! You can't look up EVE Online that quickly. Wow. This is hard. So, can you look up CCP Games? Yeah. If you look at CCP Games. Rainier Harrison Thorolfur Beck, Ivar Chris Jensen are the people who founded it. See, it sounds like I'm still making shit up, but I'm totally not. I'm just reading these people. Okay, so there's Magnus Bergson.
Wait, so did CCP and White Wolf merged in 2006?
Eolfur Gudmundsen was the guy that was there talking.
Right.
I think that was the guy that did the economics lecture that you went to that was like, hi, I'm a third grade economics teacher. No. You don't take economics in third grade. Are White Wolf and CCP?
They merged in 2006.
Really?
Apparently.
My wife is calling me a retard and telling me to get off the radio. I don't think she likes me making up Nordic names. All right. Seriously,
so
though,
why wasn't EVE Online some sort of like
Hilmar Vigar? They're working on a World of Darkness MMO, but it's going to be like EVE Online. It's going to suck. It's going to be like, oh, you want to get good at biting people's necks? Log off for 6 months. Then you'll be really fucking good at biting people's necks.
World of Darkness is the most compelling campaign setting.
Yeah, but it is very storytelling heavy and. and yeah. I don't know that you could really pull it off in an MMO. I'm just going to read these names. Hilmar Vegar Pieterson, Mike Tinney, what the fuck? Ivar Chris Jansen, Magnus Bernson, Haldor Fanar Gudjonsson, Jon Hurdell, Rainier Hurderson. Seriously, you can't make this shit up. I bet it makes me seem like really, really well adjusted and sensitive when I just spend a lot of time just like, haha, listen to these crazy foreigners' names. They're funny. Remember the Swedish chef from the Muppets? You know what he did? He was never on the radio. We should be more like him. Let's see if Iluro Dragon is ready to take
Iolfr Guomundsson.
Yeah, Iolfr Gudmundsson was the guy.
He's the house economist.
He was the big he was the big kilt dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
He was in the he was in that roundtable discussion that I went to about like quests, and he talked at great length about, you know, don't do quests, just let players decide what the other players are going to have to do in order to deal with them. And
what?
Yeah, it just player created content. He was talking about
quests.
He was talking about player created content and how it's the future.
God,
I seriously want to make that game the future.
It was just cocks and balls everywhere.
Yeah, just cut. Yeah. Nothing but cocks and balls. Iluro Dragon. My wife says that I'm an insensitive prick, a culture basher, and a jerk, and now all I need to do is throw in something mocking Mormons, and I'll have hit my mark. The documentary really paints me as a sensitive dude.
Yeah.
It's got me making fun of Mormons, faggots, and retards.
At least but I'm repeating myself. The last two are within 2 minutes of each other, so...
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of dudes in kilts, gonna leave you with Iluro Dragon. And you'll have fun listening to him talking about how he can feel the wind on his balls. Is anybody else going to say goodnight?
Yeah, I guess.
Goodnight.
Have a good weekend, everybody.